On Monday evening, February 7th, 1938, just a few hours after the passing of Harvey S. Firestone, the voice of Firestone presented a program of symphony music. At the conclusion of this program, it was announced that on the following Monday evening, the voice of Firestone would honor the memory of Harvey S. Firestone with a special program of his favorite selections. The following is a private recording of this memorial program, which was broadcast over a nationwide network of stations from the studios of the National Broadcasting Company in New York City on the evening of February 14th, 1938. Tonight, the voice of Firestone honors the memory of Harvey S. Firestone, our beloved founder and leader. The musical selections, which will be sung by Richard Crooks and played by a symphonic orchestra under the direction of Alfred Wallenstein, are among those Mr. Firestone loved best. Tribute will be paid by the Reverend Dr. Walter F. Tunks, rector of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Akron, Ohio, who for many years has been Mr. Firestone's pastor and close personal friend. Thank you.
trumpet vine. I look upon each lovely breeze that moves the breeze with its faint perfume, and yet it
never seem so inadequate as when we try to express our sense of loss in the passing of someone we have greatly loved. Perhaps that is why God gave us the gift of music as a means of expressing unutterable things. Tonight, as we pay tribute to Harvey S. Firestone, we are conscious that nothing we can say can add anything to the luster of his achievement or tell of the respect and admiration in which he was held by all who knew him at close range. What is the measure of a man? Certainly nothing external to himself, but rather the inner qualities of mind and heart and soul that are the source of true greatness. The story of the Columbiana farm boy who pioneered the early days of the rubber industry is one of the epics of American business life. His farsightedness, his understanding of men and motives, his tenacity of purpose, his courage in times of crisis were all a part of his dynamic personality. Perhaps the most wonderful thing about Mr. Firestone was his capacity for growth. Although he never had the opportunity to attend college, he had a highly trained mind and the greatest respect for higher education. Few men could equal his seasoned judgment and breadth of interest. Some men, having won success, are content to relinquish their efforts and settle down in easy satisfaction with what they have accomplished. But Mr. Firestone's eager mind was ever searching for new knowledge. He was always looking for ways of improvement, both in the management of his business and the conduct of his personal life. With all of his self-confidence, he possessed a real humility of heart and mind, which is one of the marks of true greatness, and without which growth is impossible. The high qualities of leadership that made Mr. Firestone one of the outstanding industrial men of our day are well known to all who are familiar with the story of rubber. His public-mindedness in matters of civic and national concern has left a record of distinguished service of which any man could be proud. But I speak of him tonight in the more intimate relationships of home and family, where some of us were privileged to see a different kind of greatness. It was here that he revealed a sweet simplicity, a tenderness of affection, a depth of devotion that made a visit to his home an unforgettable experience. Here one found that type of family life which is a survival of pioneer days, a kind of patriarchal home in which all the members of the family are bound together in strong bonds of mutual affection and loving comradeship. It was characteristic of Mr. Firestone that with him, family always came first. Neither time nor distance nor the pressure of business ever prevented him from being with his children in the important events of their lives. Proud as he was of the business that bears his name, he considered the real achievement of his life his fine family, and it was there he found his greatest joy.
My voice and sing, I There you have portions of the February 14th, 1938 broadcast of The Voice of Firestone, a special program in memory of Harvey S. Firestone, Sr. Well, we can't leave Richard Crooks just right yet. We've got about five more minutes tonight, and I thought we'd close with the Crooks and one of the songs of Stephen Foster. Richard Crooks now with the Balladeers and Frank LaForge on the piano, and I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.
Dreams play, happy as the daisies that dance on her way. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour, many were the blithe birds that warble them all. Brown hair floating like a vapor on the soft summer air.
From 1937, Richard Crooks, the featured singer on The Voice of Firestone, and I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair.